Blog Talk Radio.
Merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have,
I have to go back here, I gotta open up
redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom,
songs of freedom. Peace and blessings, everyone. This is Queen Dara from Mothers and Families, and I would like to thank everyone for returning tonight to the Mothers and Families edition of the People's Platform. Tonight we will be featuring two of our youth from the Youth Summit. And as always, I will open up with a quote. There is a place in God's Son for the youth farthest down who has the vision, the determination, and the courage to reach it. Mary McLeod Bethune. Tonight's platform will be the part two of last week's platform, getting back to the resolution at hand, striving for a brighter day to ensure a secure tomorrow. So I would like to go ahead and introduce the two youth to come into the host queue for tonight's Youth Summit. and we're going to allow them to present themselves. Peace King Hassan and Peace King Nitamu.
Hello.
Are you?
Peace Queen.
Welcome to the Mothers and Families Platform, the Youth Summit Edition. How are you all this evening?
It's a privilege to be here. You know, anytime it has something to do with our youth, we're always on board to reach and teach one.
Each one teach one. Well, tonight I want you to go ahead and you know, break down the dynamics of why it's important for us to, work with our youth and how important it is for them to try to secure their future, you know, regardless if they're, you know, behind prison walls or outside of the prison walls, because our future depends on our youth. And if our youth is not educated, properly educated, I should say, and, you know, and showing, you know, how to utilize the education that they receive, we're going to be in trouble. So, speak to the people and let's build on this tonight on what's best, you know, the best move for us to approach the situation. And I'll yield to you all.
Peace, Queen. Being born into the original cipher, our son, when I sent a memo of government development, and the vanguard for the liberation of the oppressed nation, I greet you, brothers, gods and earths, kings and queens, with peace, love, and blessings. Tonight's platform, as Queen was saying, that we're speaking on dealing with the conflict resolution, part two. It's the summertime. It's going to be real hot. So we want to make sure that we give the gods and earths some tools and some resources to keep our kids secure for the summertime, as well as allow them to be able to enjoy themselves and still learn at the same time. What we're going to be talking about is striving for a brighter today to ensure a secure tomorrow, preparing our youth for the summer and preparing them to lead the future. And what I want to start off with saying was that the education rate of minorities, or particularly young black males, is very disproportionate. And the reason being is because we don't have the resources. And not just that, the system has been designed to keep our kids slacking behind. The job lies with us. Because we're the parents, you know, we're the caregivers and the caretakers, so it's our sole responsibility to make sure that our kids have the proper tools that they need so they may be successful in life. And as we go further, we will build on a bunch of different facts of truth dealing with the graduation rate of high school and college students versus the dropout rate. We'll also go into the endeavors of great innovators and entrepreneurs who are leading the way, redesigning our future. So with that, I'll yield to God.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Being born to the written cipher of myself, I need some emotion, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to start with a couple African-American scholar quotes. You know what I'm saying? Without education, there is no hope. For our people, and without hope, our future is lost. Charles Hamilton Houston. Education is the source of all we have and the spring of all our future joys. William J. Edwards. And, you know, we're going to get back on conflict resolutions. And, you know, for a minute, one tuned in last time, you know, the fact of the matter was conflict economic growth, more career progression, and independent owning, drug abuse and drug abuse prevention, and share the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, like we say, you know what I'm saying, share the knowledge. But basically, you know, these things are key things that we need, you know what I'm saying, for the youth, for them to gain more unity, you know, be more comfortable in going to school and getting the education and learning the things they want to learn and building a better curriculum. Took a lot of things away from the way we learn things, you know what I'm saying? So they made options to teaching instead of just memorization tactic, instead of actually just sitting down and teaching a person how to actually do it. And so I just want to start with a few statistics, you know, by Tim Wilson. A news report concludes that nearly 55 years after the landmark Brown versus Board of Education case, a majority of African-American males in this country are still not graduating from high school. Report giving half a chance. Scott 50 State report on public education of black males.
Okay, if anyone
Wayne,
is not speaking, please mute your phone if you're not speaking at this time. Okay, go ahead.
The Scott 50 State Report on Public Education of Black Males examines gaps in graduation rates between black and white males in public high schools. The report found that 47% national grad rates for black males is nearly 28 percentage points lower than half for white males. In 10 states, that report said that the graduation rate gap exceeds 30 percentage points, led by Wisconsin. The gap of 51 percentage points between the graduation rates of white males and black males. In at least three states, males were most likely to graduate from high school than their white counterparts, according to the report. In each of those states, North Dakota, Vermont, and Maine, have relatively small black populations. This underscores the fact that when black males are given access to schools and resources similar to those given to white males, their performance levels improve. So basically that's saying that when we're given the same treatment and the same type skills, you know what I'm saying, that our counterparts, you know, our different races receive, then, you know, grades exceed better, you know what I'm saying, our performances are better. This underscores the fact that when black males are given access to schools and resources similar to those given to white males, the performance levels improved. The report said that the reports print out that most schools with black majority enrollment do not have libraries and adequate supply of textbooks and computers, art and music programs, and science labs. It also concludes that when black students attend schools with talented, caring teachers, support staff, and challenging curriculum, black male graduates at rates similar to white males, black males in large metropolitan school districts are particularly at risk of dropping out of school, according to the report. On 19% of both blacks and whites graduated from high school in the lowest rate of any large school district in the study. The report, www.blackboardsreport.org, was prepared by Scott Foundation for Public Education, which tracked the performance of African American males in public schools for over a 5-year period. So basically, you know what I'm saying, we lacking a lot of inadequate skills, you know, support staff and teachers, you know, that spontaneous enough to sit down and actually just teach it with our kids. So it's mostly back on the parents to now where we actually got to actually watch our kids and take our time with them and actually go down through the steps of learning, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, with that, our peace.
Peace, God. Wow. I'm making a check. I was just listening to the information that you was giving out. And the first basic tools that a child will need to prepare himself for education, like I said, it must first come from home. And that's giving the child the quality of the tools of being attentive, paying attention, looking, listening, and learning, keeping his hands to himself, you know, little minor things to keep our child enthusiastic about wanting to learn. And it's our duty to make sure that, you know, our kids receive the best education that they possibly can get. And we know that right now in the present state that we're in, the condition that we're in, we know that the education system right now is not necessarily designed for our kids. So what are we going to do about that? We got to start putting books in these kids' hands summertime. So, and I know they don't want to be outside and playing and want to go different amusement parks or whatever, but take the time out, put a book in your child's hand, encyclopedia, a newspaper instead of a coloring book or something, you know, video game. We want to educate our kids as best as possible and get them prepared to move toward that next step of being successful and achieving whatever they set their mind out to achieve. Because one thing's for sure, if they shoot for the moon, even if they miss, it will still be amongst the stars. So we want to keep that always reassuring our kids' minds that there's nothing that they can't do, there's nothing they can't achieve, as long as they apply themselves. So that idea of Queen, do we have any callers in yet?
No, we do not have any callers.
Okay. Well, God, you have some fact builders for us dealing with your graduation rate and dropout rate, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, I have some for high school dropout statistics for the U.S. It says total number of high school dropouts annually is 3,030,000, right? So, you know, that's 3.3. Number of high school students who drop out these days, 8,300. Percentage of Americans with a high school diploma, 85.3%. Percent of all dropouts that happen in the ninth grade, 36%. Percent of students who repeat the ninth grade that go on to graduate, 15%. Percent of students in the largest five U.S. cities that graduate high school, 59%. Percent of U.S. crime that committed by a high school dropout, 75%. Amount of money a high school graduate will earn more than a dropout, 260,000. Percent of black dropouts that have spent time in prison, 60%. Percentage of Hispanic dropouts that is due to pregnancy, 41%. Percent of U.S. jobs that high school dropout is not eligible for is 90%. You know what I'm saying? So the main focus is the percent of U.S. jobs the high school dropout is not eligible for, you know what I'm saying, which is relatively high, which is 90%. And you look at places like Las Vegas where they have 88% of the jobs. And so basically, you know, a lot of those jobs deal with, you know what I'm saying, electronics and people having trade and been to college. This is a major factor and a major dilemma, you know what I'm saying, for our sports to be that high for them. College or high school dropouts, you know, for 90% very high, you know what I'm saying? That's why you can pretty much basically key log in on where the problem is at with the unemployment rates, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they already saying that the dropout rate is 3 million. You know what I'm saying? So that's extremely high, you know what I'm saying? So without these proper tools, it probably will increase. You know, it shows a major difference in the reasons why a lot of people are dropping out, you know what I'm saying, not having the adequate tools to gain a proper education. And, we just got to come with a little more solutions on how to keep more people in school, keep more enthusiastic with learning, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of the stuff that they're learning now doesn't pertain to their history. And with that, I yield.
Peace, God. I was just sitting here pondering over a question, you know what I'm saying, when you were just reading about the graduation rates and the dropout rates. And our present situation, me being both of us being incarcerated, we see that we have a number of idle time. And I'm looking at the youth around us today, and I was just, you know, saying to myself, the number of young black males that are walking around throughout these camps on a daily basis are illiterate. You know, they don't try to apply themselves, they don't try to sit down and read a book, let alone try to go get their GED. And there's been a few brothers that I have seen it try to take their time out to enroll these brothers into these GED courses and get them some tutorial help. But it's sad because a lot of these brothers refuse to accept this help. It seems like they are content being in their present condition, their present circumstances. And the question that I was going to pose is, what is it going to take? Like I said, I was being incarcerated right now, the present situation that we're in. What is it going to take for us to reach these youths in here that they may pass this legacy on to our kids that's in society?
Well, basically, I see out there, basically, we're going to need more challenging. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black males have enough challenges. You know what I'm saying? And they're mostly irrelevant to their lives and what, you know what I'm saying, the culture that they live by. And so we have to have a lot of more teaching to have more relativity, saying, to the their life, come about things and the certain, things to their access, you know, certain type of jobs that they have in their communities that they can obtain, you know what I'm saying, or the type of education that they can get, you know what I'm saying, without being charged a lot of money or, you know what I'm saying, a lot of unnecessary loans. But, you know, you just have to get more brothers involved with the community, like you were saying last time. You know, when they stop having the community centers, you know what I'm saying, the free lunch, a lot of that played a part, you know what I'm saying, because people don't got money like they used to, you know what I'm saying, the economy is slowing down, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of money that's not being circulating because of loan sharks and different government officials making rules, you know what I'm saying, where once you have a certain amount of tax taken out your check, you don't have to know where it goes, you know what I'm saying, but this is the money that comes out of the military and it comes out of the prison system that you no longer hear about. But then when you hear people like Governor Bentley requested for $1.5 billion, it's back on the table. You know what I'm saying? So these are apparent issues that need to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? With that idea, you know.
Peace, God.
Paul.
Peace, God. God, peace.
Wow.
Okay. I'm gonna I have a few facts that I wanna share, dealing with some of our black inventors and young innovators. Starting off, we gotta start getting our kids more into investing their money wisely instead of us trying to just always give them some when they want some. We gotta start making our kids work for it. Give them chores, responsibility, so they'll know what responsibility is. And we got to start showing them how to manage their money wisely now. And to give you a brief glimpse of our youth that are redesigning their future and taking a step, I'm going to give you a few names of some extraordinary young kings and queens who are doing so. You have a young brother by the name of Jalen Bledsoe. He's the CEO of Bledsoe Technologies, which is an IT consulting firm. He started this at the age of 12 with only $100. And 2 years later, his company was grossing $3.5 million. And this is at the age of 12. So we can't say that our child is too young or they're not able to get the certain collateral or capital that they may need. A lot of times we just take a little extra boost from us and just point them in the right direction. We have another little young sister. Her name is Maya Penn. She started her, she's the CEO of Maya's Idea, and she started this company at the age of 8. And she was producing short films as well as a line of eco-friendly accessories and clothing. Now, this little young sister was only 8 years old when she put this blueprint together to start getting towards her financial freedom. Next, we have a little young brother by the name of Mosiah Bridges. At the age of 10, he created Mobo's Bowtie. 10 years old. Came up with the idea of bow ties. You know, something that a lot of people are not, you know, probably don't use that often unless it's a certain occasion, proms or whatever. But he decided to come up with the idea of making bow ties. And he has gone on to do other great things in the business aspect. Next, we have sister by the name of, her name is Michaela Ulmer. At the age of 11, she secured 4 state contracts with Whole Foods to distribute her organic lemonade, which she got the recipe from her grandma, which consists of raw honey and flaxseed. Well, at this tender age of 11 years old, she secured a $11 million contract distribution to distribute her goods to 55 stores, including Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. This young sister was only 11 years old, and she secured an $11 million contract with Whole Foods. Brilliant. Next, we have two brothers and sisters from Memphis, Tennessee. Jaden Wheeler was at the age, he was at 12 at the time. And Maya Feldman, she was 11. They're brothers and sisters, originally from Memphis, Tennessee. And they came up with Cool Kid Snow Cones. We all are familiar with the snow cone, the D-Box, whatever. So they came with a little fun idea and put their own little twist to it and set about trying to secure their future. Next, we have Umar Bremer. At the time, he was 12 when he first started his business. He's 18 now. But he created an animation hobby store, which is called Umazoo. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Umazoo, which is Chinese for his name, Umar. And one of my favorite, his little sister, Amaya, she was 12 when her mom came up with the idea of starting a mobile dance academy in Detroit. And she came up with this bright idea to secure her funds for her medical school to go to Harvard at the age of 12. So we can't say that our kids don't come from great minds or they don't have great minds. They got to apply themselves. We just got to point them in the right direction and give them the help that they need. Queen, do we have any callers on? Queen, do we have any callers?
No, we do not. We don't have any callers.
Okay. Peace.
Peace.
No,
I want to...
No callers. Okay. Peace. Yeah, I just want to interject on the bill, if you don't mind. I think what we need to do is start trying to get our youth to start thinking. You know, the schools, they teach them, but they teach them, like you said, by way of memorization. We are a people, a thinking people, and we have been, you know, taught to think otherwise. And not think for ourselves and build on how we need to change our conditions. And you proposed, I think it was either yourself or Brother Hassan proposed a question on what is it that you can do, you know. Start asking, you know, your peers, the youth, you know, are you happy with your condition? You know what I'm saying? And if you had a way to change your condition, what would you do? We need to start asking questions that will make our youth start to think, not, you know, about themselves, what to do for the future. You know, we talk constantly about how we need to hold our leaders accountable, but we also need to hold our youth accountable. You know, yes, as adults, we have a responsibility to set an example and to lead them in some form of fashion, but we also have to teach them to have some initiative, you know, to think for themselves so that we can try to born leaders. You know, we need to question our youth about how they feel, what they think. We need to get inside their heads and find out what's going on, because we'll be surprised what we find. You know, our kids are very smart and intelligent kids, but have been led to think otherwise because we are judged by European standards, and our children are judged by European standards, which is, you know, something that we have to take control of again. We have to start setting the standards for our children. You know, as adults and as parents that have children in school, we have to educate ourselves about the school system that we're putting our children in. We have to understand that the school system is not designed, but we also need to teach our children this. You know, a lot of our children don't understand that the school system is not designed to educate them and to build them, you know, to become future leaders. You know, actually the school system is working against them, and it has been proven time and time again by the dropout rate, by the, you know, the zero tolerance, how our children are dealt with as far as discipline is concerned. Those rates are going up, which is contributing to the school to the prison pipeline. So not only do we need to educate our children from home, we need to understand that we are lacking because we are not educating our children about their conditions and how to think outside of the box to change their conditions. So, you know, I just wanted to add that to the build, you know, just because, you know, we're talking about the youth, and this is, you know, I know this is the youth summit, but, you know, this is a build, and we want to get our kids to start thinking, and I'll yield with that.
I feel that's very true, you know, because it plays a big part, you know, with the youth, but it takes the leaders, you know what I'm saying, who's leading the youth. You know what I'm saying, to carry on the legacy, because without our information, you know what I'm saying, they'll be doomed, you know what I'm saying, they'll be lost. And it's like with the Trail of Tears, you know, with the Indians, you know what I'm saying, a lot of Cherokee Indians from Georgia, you know what I'm saying, they killed a lot of the heads first, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they say you kill the head, the ass falls. And so they take the wisdom and the knowledge to get the earth away from the youth. And It makes a night fall, it makes it hard to see. So, yeah, even though a lot of our rates are lacking in different high schools and graduation rates in different states, you know, they're still relatively high in more Ivy League and higher ranked schools. You know what I'm saying? More schools are being challenged, you know what I'm saying, to have the same opportunity of education as whites. You know what I'm saying? Our grades were relatively high back in 2005. You know what I'm saying? Black graduation rate was the highest in the nation at Harvard with 95%. You know, at Princeton with 93%. You know, with Wellesley College, Brown University, and many more, you know, over the 90% range. You know what I'm saying? So it's just basically showing that a lot of these other schools and those relatively same schools, you know, we had a lot of problems with racial discrimination, you know what I'm saying, getting the opportunity. But, you know, a lot of other schools, they're just not being challenged enough. And, you know, it starts from grade school. It don't just start in college, you know what I'm saying, or high school. It starts with elementary and it starts in middle school. But like you said, you know, they're learning with the Western society, a way of thinking with memorization patterns and putting things in comparison. And we need to learn more how to exercise and affect and how to do this. You know what I'm saying, hands down, putting it into motion. You know what I'm saying, putting the equation together, you know what I'm saying, to make a solution. So, get that idea.
Peace, God. I was just listening to the feedback that you and Queen was just giving. And my thing is, I feel like, so we got to start exposing our kids to a variety of different opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like the Caucasians, you know, they send their kids all overseas and stuff during the summertime. Well, we know that the summer is upon us. We got to start getting our kids more involved in different activities, whether it's just learning how to swim, you know, learning a new language, learning some kind of arts or whatever. We got to start exposing our kids to this different diversity because it will prepare them for in life. And education first starts with communication. And as we were saying last week, communication is what leads to a wholesome community. So in order for us to be able to reach our kids, we got to first be willing to listen to them as well as give them effective feedback and point them in the right direction, because not only will it help them achieve whatever righteous endeavors that they may set out in a productive manner, would also help them to reduce conflict. You know what I'm saying, with a greater understanding. And it will also help them build up their self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? A lot of our kids these days, they don't believe in themselves, you know, because they're used to, you know, the naysayers or somebody telling them, you ain't going to be shit. You just like that person so-and-so over there, instead of telling them that they can be whatever they want to set out to be. We got to start re-emphasizing that with our kids. And, like I said, start spending more time with them, exposing them to different opportunities. Whether it's civil rights museums, you know, different museums or art shows or just different cultures. Because you can learn from a fool, you know what I'm saying? You learn from somebody. But at the same time, our kids, like I say, they got to be exposed to different opportunities. If not, then they will always be stuck in the same spot that they're in, not really knowing. But it will also open up a lot of doors for them as well, too. You know, get them the chance to meet new people, help them work on their vocabulary skills, you know, how to articulate them.
Hello?
P-10, did we lose him? Yeah, hello?
His call was dropped.
Ooh,
I think so. Go ahead, Nithamu. I'll go ahead and I'll wait for him until he comes back.
All right. Yes. I wanted to give just a few more statistics over there. Now, wrapping it up, he said, like I was saying, African American enrollment, the vast majority of our nation's high-ranked colleges and universities have shown significant improvement over the past quarter century, but a more important statistical measure of the performance of blacks in higher education is how many black students throughout the nation are completing school and earning a college degree. Department of Education data reveals that, as expected, black students who earn a four-year college degree have incomes that are substantially higher than blacks who have only some college experience but have not earned a degree. Most important, blacks who complete a four-year college education median income that is near parity with similar educated whites. Black women outpace black men in college completion. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I witnessed is that, you know, most time when they give statistics on white and black, you know what I'm saying, graduates, they always put all the whites together, females and males. But most time when they're classifying the grades for the African-American, they always separate the men from the women. You know what I'm saying? Most time, black men are usually going to be relatively low. I'm going to tell you the facts or, you know, the reason why these graduation rates are so low because a lot of black men are incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, or losing their lives or caught up in a lot of other things, you know what I'm saying, the reason why they're in school. In each of the 3 years, 1998 through 2000, there was a point decline in graduation rate for black men. The past year, the graduation rate for black men has improved by 1% and now stands at 30%. Over the past 15 years, black men have improved their graduation rate 28% to 35%. Yes, and basically, they're not telling the real reasons on the things that we succumb to, why the African American rate, you know what I'm saying, for the males is so low, you know what I'm saying, the things that they go through, you know what I'm saying, in the community. Probably like 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, scrolling down my timeline, And I had witnessed that a 15-year-old a black male was killed, you know what I'm saying? He was unarmed by some police. I'm not familiar with what state it was or whatever, but I know he was number 15. He was unarmed. He had a school pistol on, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just a lot of injustice going on dealing with, you know, the education department, you know what I'm saying? A lot of deprivation of a lot of the basic human needs that they need to succeed, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that goes back to more career preparation, independent business owner, you know, get diploma, get GED, set goals afterwards that diploma can, or the GED makes you eligible for it. Don't just get a great job. Create great jobs, invent something, utilize a person's skill to start to advertise a franchise of propaganda. Get a degree, get trade. If you don't have an ideal goal, get with someone who does so you will start to self-process. You know, a lot of things playing part in that too is the drug abuse thing, you know. And I remember we had a beard on that, me, you, and the son, you know, Queen, and, you know, the drugs are becoming a major part, you know what I'm saying, in the black community. And, you know, they don't never really tell you the real, you know what I'm saying, for these drug wars and the importance on the drugs. You know, the drugs were brought in by the government, you know what I'm saying? Just like Ronald Reagan was giving, he took over the island of Nicaragua with the United States, you know what I'm saying? At this time, they had a lot of crack, you know what I'm saying? And so they used to give it to Escobar. You know, Escobar's family was the Magdalene cartel, you know what I'm saying, who was supplying most of Miami and probably 30 other states. And these are the type of things that go on, and they be wondering why a lot of these drug dealers had a lot of these different people tied in with them, but it wasn't the fact that they were snitching. It was that they was already plugged in with the government, because a lot of people say, well, like the Mexican, they can't give you their plug or they'll kill you, because most time the plug won't be a government official. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of kids don't know that when they growing up and they looking at the average drug dealer, if you really want to be a drug dealer, that means you really want to be a part of the government. You know what I'm saying? And the concept has changed, and they have us much screwed, because this is what excites, you know what I'm saying, a lot of youngsters, you know what I'm saying, that come from these different various areas that don't know about the circumstances that come with what their outline or what they want to be in life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got some tips on how to prevent drug abuse or have drug abuse prevention, you know what I'm saying? Start exercise at least 2 to 3 days out the week, even if you just walk a couple laps, you know what I'm saying, around neighborhood or a local track. Try to distance yourself from others who maintain daily drug addictive habits. Just say no. Find people who have been on drugs and are off now and ask them how did they break the cycle, what did they use, and some negative those addictions had on their life. You know what I'm saying? And we need to always use these tapes, you know what I'm saying, maintain a better and productive environment. You know what I'm saying? Because kids watch everything we do. And the first thing that starts with saving someone else, you have to save yourself first. You know what I'm saying? You have to save a self-savior. And that also comes with knowing thyself, you know what I'm saying, or with Islam, thyself, Lord and Master. You know what I'm saying? The 360 of oneself, you know what I'm saying, setting to the grief and the arms to the head, setting to the grief and the arms to the leg. You know what I'm saying? Now it's known completion. Be born, be newly associated with, you know, you be born mentally and physically, you know what I'm saying? And so once we know ourselves, it'll be easy to obtain this knowledge, to be able to build and destroy, to refine our cycles. And, you know, with that, our peace.
That's peace. Mother Ray, Hassan, was he able to get back in?
He hadn't called back in yet.
Okay, do we have any callers?
No.
No, okay. You know, I wanted to also bring up that, you know, we're going to have to create some things for our youth, you know, to participate in. You know, I know that we have the community sports, you know, football, and, you know, and basketball teams, you know, that they have in the communities and stuff. But, you know, we need to step outside of the box a little bit more, because we don't want our children to continuously have aspirations of being a pro athlete, you know. not that there's anything wrong with, you know, displaying their athletic abilities, but we want them to dream a little bit bigger. You know, we want them to, you know, see past, you know, millions of dollars, you know, that can be earned temporarily, because when it comes down to the athletic division, it's a temporary basis, you know. And what they don't understand is the downside of some of these athletes, if they have not invested and if they have not, you know, set aside some things or had not gained their education during their college years, they pretty much become washed up athletes. And we want to also, you know, there's something wrong with inspiring our children to, you know, to show their musical talents too. But we also want them to also understand there is a, you know, the dark side of the entertainment industry. You know, as we see time and time again, you know, one hit wonders, you know, rappers who only last so long, you know, if their hits are not coming through, they start, you know, to lose their shine. You know, we want our kids to start, like I said, going back to what I said before, thinking. We got to get them to understand that, you know, if they stop thinking, they're basically killing themselves. And we are helping them in that process. We also have to start holding our children accountable. We have to start holding the youth accountable for their actions. Granted that they're not, a lot of them are not being properly educated and steered in the right direction, but a lot of our are still old enough to know right from wrong when it comes to a lot of things. You know, they, you know, it doesn't take, you know, a diploma to tell you if you turn a stove on and you touch it, it's going to be hot. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to start helping our children along, you know, by getting them, you know, to see things from another perspective, meaning that they need to see that, you know, there are two sides to everything. You know, there's the action and there's the reaction. And once we start, you know, putting these things before them, it will allow them to start thinking critically, analytically, and everything. And this is what we need for our children to do. Our youth are not dumb children. I believe that all of our youth have the potential to go somewhere. We just have to help them either pull it out of them, or we have to help build on the ones that have that potential. You know, it's amazing how the facts that were presented, you know, in regards to the young children who had a vision, you know, as far as what they wanted to do. And, you know, there isn't an age limit when it comes to a vision. A vision can come along as a youth, a vision can come along as an adult. What you need to do is just to build on that vision. And we need to start, like I said, asking. We need think tanks for children. We need, you know, we need to go back to some of the things that, you know, our old movements used to do. They used to have after-school programs for the children, in which even at those after-school programs, we can implement our own curriculum, you know, to teach our children little by little about who they are and what they're capable of doing. And once we start to, you know, rebuilding ourselves, we can rebuild our, you know, we can build up our youth. We are letting our youth fall by the wayside. And there was a discussion on a show, Sign of the Times, you know, where we're talking about eating our young. And basically, we are eating our young when we don't provide the necessary skills to them, you know, the necessary knowledge, you know, and help them to build towards, you know, their future. So at the same time, you know, we do have to hold ourselves accountable, but we cannot neglect the fact that even though that they're youth, that they need to be held accountable, because a lot of them are very aware of their actions. Oh, you know, they're very aware of what they do. They have just don't. They just have the attitude that they don't care. We have to get them to start to care, because, you know, part of, you know, building towards the future is starting to care about yourself and care about how you will be in the future. And so, you know, we have to keep striving and pushing our youth. We have to start making them be, you know, responsible for what they do. We got to start helping them to think, you know, putting things out there on the table to get them to think and start using their brains, because their brains are soaking up so much, and it's been proven scientifically that, you know, a baby intrauterine starts thinking, you know, so we cannot allow that thinking process to stop. We need to aid and assist in that thinking process. But we too have to set these examples so that they can see, you know, because they also go by what they see, what they hear. So as long as we, you know, continue to not provide these examples to them, yes, they're going to mimic what they see and what they hear. But, you know, like, yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have a caller, so let's bring our caller in before.
Oh, okay, good. We got a caller. Okay, well, since we have a caller, I'm gonna go ahead and yield.
8697.
Mm-hmm. Caller 8697. Itamo, you want to go ahead and bring the caller in?
Oh, he's an 897.
No, 8697.
Oh, caller 8697, you're not live in the queue.
I think we already talked about this. Do you remember us having this discussion about this a while back?
I'm sorry.
Do you remember Tyler? Having the discussion about? Oh, you.
Do you remember us talking about this,
Carla?
I'm sorry, Carla.
He knows who this is. About that, he knows who this is about the. About the architecture, and I think that kids, when it goes to them learning and seeing, you know, leading, learning by leading, I think that, you know, they should be like maybe getting invited to art galleries and, you know, doing like Silas is. I think Silas, engineer. I think more of them should become engineers or architects and, you know, build the world up. That's what I believe. I think the world's got enough music in it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, because, you know, most of the jobs nowadays are hands-on jobs. You know, it's a lot of jobs that, you know, require that, you know, pen and a piece of paper or a computer, you know what I'm saying? But most of them nowadays are hands-on, you know what I'm saying? So need more architects, you know what I'm saying? More art, you know, more artists, you know, artists, you know what I'm saying? Or electrical engineers or, you know what I'm saying, doctors, you know, carpenters, you know what I'm saying, house builders, construction workers, you know, we need more of these different type of things because there's always something new being created every day.
Now, electrical engineers make awesome money. You know, I mean, they make excellent money.
Excuse me for a minute, please. Carlo, could you address yourself, please? Who are we speaking with? If you don't mind. Hello? Caller 8697, are you still on?
Caller 8697, are you still on?
Yeah, I do have to go, though, but I just wanted to throw that in there and say you sound good, and I will talk to you later, okay?
Well. Is anybody still on that?
Well, thank you
okay.
for calling.
Yes, we don't have any more callers. Do anybody know who that was?
I know, ma'am, but we're going to thank her for calling in. And
that's
we'll
not what I asked. I just asked if anybody know who it was.
No, ma'am.
She
no, ma'am.
Already hung up.
Okay.
Girl, mute your phone.
Yeah. I know we're still wrapping on up or whatever, but yeah, basically back to what the Queen was saying. Yeah, so it's a lack on a lot of community centers, you know what I'm saying, a lot of programs that they used to, you know what I'm saying, give to the community. I remember back when I was younger, when I was like 6 or 7, I used to have drama class and, you know, do little plays and, you know, and throw a Coke challenge, you know what I'm saying, for the neighborhood, you know, a fundraiser, you know, things to get kids more involved, something that's positive, you know what I'm saying, the more negative areas, you know what I'm saying, it shows unity, and it helps kids and, you know, different parents work together, you know what I'm saying, regardless of our differences, you know what I'm saying, or our environment, it shows that we can reach above that, you know what I'm saying, like God was saying, we got to reach for the stars. And so we just got to be more hands-on with the kids nowadays. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any kids personally, but I have, you know what I'm saying, a lot of siblings, you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? So I got to be an influence, and I got to also lead by example. And so, you know, if it's just picking up a book or, you know, it's just enlightening the consciousness, you know what I'm saying, speaking physically, you know what I'm saying, or through mentally or spiritually or socially, however, you know what I'm saying? We got to get back to showing kids biographies, you know what I'm saying, about history and, you know what I'm saying, different cultures and different ways we cultivate science, you know what I'm saying, through our own independence, you know what I'm saying, our own hands, you know what I'm saying, through our own mind, and, you know, people of our peers, you know, and like I said, you get with somebody who has a goal, and it will help you, you know what I'm saying, get an aspect of what you really want to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? Or what I want to do with mine. You know, we have to be in a correlation with like-minded brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? It helps the process better, you know what I'm saying? Self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? When one is in tune with self, you know, everything else will follow. You know what I'm saying? And with that, I peace.
That's peace, King. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, and I would like to thank all of our listeners for listening in tonight, all of our callers for calling in. And we would like to remind everyone, mothers and families in the Free Alabama Movement will be having a rally June 25th in Birmingham at Kelly Ingram Park for Incarcerated Lives Matter. And we would like to invite everyone now on June 25th at 2 o'clock, and it's from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, to come into this rally and get educated about what's going on with incarceration, mass incarceration, and how we can, you know, collectively dismantle this system and try to dismantle this system. We also would like to invite everyone out to tell their stories and build with us at this rally. It is a peaceful rally. We will be educating. We will be, you know, informing people of things, upcoming events and things that are going on along with mothers and families and the movement. We also would like to invite the youth out to get a better understanding of what's going on with mass incarceration, how it affects them, and how they can avoid being a part of that. You know, it's very important, like I said, that we continue to build with our youth, because if we lose our youth, we lose our future. And we are in a very big struggle here. And our youth are so misguided. Some of them, I won't say all of them, but our youth are so misguided that we need to steer them back into the right directions and make them thinkers, the ability to be builders and leaders. And with that, you know, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening in. Mothers and Families appreciates everyone. The Free Alabama Movement appreciates everyone. We would like to thank our sponsors, the IWW. I would like to thank my friends and family from Mothers and Families, Mother Ray, Queen Kamaria, Nikki D. Thanks for attending our show tonight. And we bid everyone peace and blessings. Good evening.
Peace, Queen.
Power.
See what key I want to do to them.
Everybody knows that they're guilty. Everybody knows that they've lied. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Resting on their conscience, eating their inside. Said it's freedom time now. It's freedom. Said it's freedom time now. Time to get free. Or give yourself up now. It's freedom. Said it's
war in the mind over territory for the dominion. Who will dominate the opinions, schisms, and isms, keeping us in forms of religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committee election, moral infection, epidemic lies and deception, insurrection of the highest possible order distort, and I take recorders from hearing like underwater, beyond the borders, find ascending disorder, bound by the strategy of systemic depravity, heavy as gravity, head first in the cavity, without a bottom, a fate worse than Sodom, what's got them, drunk off the spirits, truth comes, we can't hear it when you've been programmed to fear it. I had a vision, I was falling in indecision, appalling, calling religious, a program on television, how can dominant wisdom be recognized in the system of antichrist and majority rules, intelligent fools, PhDs in illusion, masters of mass confusion, bachelors of past delusion, now who you choosing, the head of the tail, the bloodshed of the male, or confidence in the veil, confidence.